This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The thing about those jobless benefits, the extended pandemic ones Mitchell was talking about, as well as the regular normal unemployment payments, is that as this crisis got serious, which it did really, really quickly, if you remember back to March, as that was happening, states basically said, hey, you're out of work? Here are your benefits, no strings attached. Now, though, as the crisis grinds on, some states are reinstituting the requirement that people show they are looking for work before they can collect unemployment. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one from the Workplace Culture Desk.
Garrett Honey was furloughed from his job as a test engineer for a casino software company in Denver when lockdown started in March. He'd been collecting unemployment and waiting on his company to call him back when a week ago he got a letter from the state unemployment agency.
And all it says is, hey, you have to find a new job. You have to start looking for one, otherwise you won't get unemployment.
To continue to receive benefits, he'd have to complete 5 work search activities each week, applying for jobs, going on interviews, and accepting a job if it were offered, which put him in a tough spot. Job openings in his field are really hard to come by, with the pandemic keeping most casinos closed or at low capacity, and he'd hoped to keep his old job.
That caused a lot of panic last week.
Such requirements were suspended by most states during the initial weeks of the crisis, but Colorado, along with Nebraska, Arkansas, and Missouri, have reinstated them in recent weeks.
You don't want to discourage people from working if jobs are available.
Angela Rashidi is a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. She says in normal times, work search requirements are intended to motivate unemployed people to rejoin the labor market rather than remain on government assistance. In the early days of the pandemic, people were supposed to stay home, not be out looking for jobs, so it made sense to do away with the requirement. But
now we're in this kind of gray area of recovery.
Chris O'Leary is an economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says while the most stringent lockdowns have eased and some sectors of the economy have reopened, we're not back to normal.
There's kind of on again, off again. Yeah, we're going to have return to work, but oh, wait a minute, the virus is spreading. Maybe we can't.
There's still enormous uncertainty in many industries, like Garrett Honey's. And while the states that have reimposed job search requirements are not hotspots right now, the last months have taught us how quickly things can go bad with a virus that is spreading out of control. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.